Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. You know how sometimes the world seems to move by so slowly that you're just sure nothing exciting will ever happen? That's the way the club's feeling.
Hey guys, look! I see Hugh pouncing on someone! Down there! Hugh's pouncing on someone!
It's Snaggle! Hugh's taking his lunch away!
Get away from there, Hugh McClaw!
Oh, over there! You two stand aside!
Whoa, where did that badger come from?
Ha! He's got Hugh by the nape of the neck!
That's no way for two proper gentlemen to behave!
The badger saved the day! It's amazing! He's the amazing badger!
I've never seen Hugh get caught red-handed like this before! I'm so happy I could cry!
Snaggle got his lunch back!
Yay!
Hey, mister, wait up!
Afternoon, kids!
That was great! Hugh, the cougar you just sent packing, he almost never gets caught like that.
Well, now, I just can't stand by and watch a wrong go unchallenged.
Hi, I'm CJ. I've heard that badgers could be mighty tough.
A pleasure to meet you, son. My name is Dr. Theron. I am a man of great hope, abounding in enthusiasm, but extremely low in food. I'm in dire need of someone to take me into town and guide me to a general store for provisions and a house of worship for a time of prayer.
Well, you're in luck, Dr. Theron. We can take you there.
Splendid! Well, give me a moment to bring my wagon around and we'll be off.
Where do you think he's from?
He doesn't talk like he's from around here. Don't you think he's amazing?
Look at that wagon. Dr. Theron's elixir of... I can't read any of those words.
This guy must be really smart.
Well now, lead on, my intrepid guides.
What'd he call up?
I think it was a good thing.
Well, they led Dr. Theron down the road to Main Street. CJ took him around and introduced him to Stag Williams, Officer Hunt, and, well, as many folks as he could find, including Papa Chuck.
That's quite a wagon you've got there.
Well, it's been my home for some time. I've been searching for a place to make a real home in, you know. Wildwood just might be it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Your wagon says that you're a pharmacist, a philanthropist, an alchemist, and a phrenologist?
Since I was young, I've made it my quest to find any and every way possible to help my fellows in need.
So what is it exactly that you do for your fellows in need?
Truly? Well, I use my knowledge and experience to discover what people need. I then guide them to what can satisfy their need. What is it that you do for the good creatures of Wildwood?
I'm a handyman.
There's nothing Papa Chuck can't fix. He's teaching me how, too. I can do lots of stuff.
I believe you can. It's been a pleasure to meet you, Papa Chuck. I must get back. Mrs. Merriweather, she's invited me over for supper. CJ, let's be off now.
Good night, Dr. Theron.
See you later, Papa Chuck.
CJ, my boy, you are the perfect host. Thank you for making those introductions.
Happy to.
CJ, do you mind me asking what CJ stands for?
I sort of do mind. In my family, we name our cubs after relatives, even if they have really dumb names. It's a bad tradition.
I see. It's just that, well, I believe you have a special something about you. And historically, great men use their given names, not just their initials. But if it makes you uncomfortable, I will respect your privacy.
Thanks.
CJ, I am a man with a mission. All great men have one, and mine is to meet the needs of those around me. I have a bottle of miracles. Dr. Theron's extract of rattlesnake elixir. With what's in this bottle, we together can give people what they lack.
You and me?
All I need to heal the wounds of this town is one person. One who hears the call. One who is ready for greatness to touch him. Do you want to be great, CJ?
Well, yeah.
Are you ready to answer the call, CJ?
What call is that?
The call to use the gifts and abilities you have. And truly, my boy, though they are rough and unmined, you have them.
You really think so?
I do. Great men don't just happen, CJ. They achieve because of choices they have made. It is time for you to choose.
Chancellor.
Excuse me?
I'm ready, and my name is Chancellor James.
Dr. Thirin gave CJ instructions and got his mind so full of dreams, well, the poor cub could hardly sleep. As per Dr. Thirin's instructions, they met in the town square early that Saturday morning.
Ah, Saturday is a day of commerce. People want something special in their lives.
I never thought about it like that.
Well, you should from now on. Chancellor, that's a name that fairly demands greatness from its owner. Your parents were wise to challenge you with it.
Thanks.
Well, it's almost 9 o'clock. It's time to begin.
Begin what?
Why, the show, my boy. The show of needs. Stand back and watch. Stand back, son. Stand back and observe.
Well, the town of Wildwood had never heard fireworks like that, and in broad daylight. Within a few short minutes, the majority of the town had gathered around Dr. Thirin's miracle wagon, which now looked more like a stage for a play.
Welcome, good citizens. Thank you for coming. Though we have met individually, I wanted to address you as, well, as a family. That is what you remind me of, one large family.
Oh, that's nice.
He's absolutely correct.
I've traveled so long and lonesome most of my life. I've seen beauty, and I've seen strife. And of all the places I've seen, not one can compare to this town of...
Wildwood.
Of Wildwood, most fair.
Now that's a fact.
But in this place of pastoral seascapes and collegial community... Of St. Augustine,
I have no idea what he's talking about, but I think it's all good.
I've looked up close. I've looked from afar. And I've discovered snakes in the grass right where you are.
Oh, what snakes? Where?
No, not the kind of snakes that slither and take breath. No, 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 for if there were, we would fear nothing except for death.
What's worse than death?
You know, you're frightening the children.
And afraid you should be. What I've discovered in this dear place I see so clear. It's not disease or famine. It is fear.
We're not afraid.
Well, I'm not afraid of nothing.
Not standing here, not walking there, but behind closed doors. It seeps in at night through your windowsills and cracks in your floors.
I have some fears.
No, my dear.
Oh, I have fears too.
Well, of course you do. Where would you go? What would you give? What would you do to escape those venomous fears that follow you?
I'd give anything.
There's nothing I wouldn't do.
And that's why I'm here. That's why I've come to you. Are you ready to face those fears and stand up tall? Or would you rather live in the misery of it all?
I'm ready, Dr. Thirin. What are these fears? I'll face them all.
What are these fears?
We'll answer the call.
Good people, it's true. You all have jobs and homes in this place so fair. But what consolation is any of that when you're losing your hair?
My hair? I'm losing my hair?
And why should you care?
We're losing our hair!
Oh, were that the only fear on your communal plate, there is another. You're gaining weight. To speak of things like this, it brings me pains. But there is another. Your clothes have stains.
I can't stand the shame. I do have stains.
Thus my arrival to this town and my dedication to rid you of these threatening things. It's my vocation. I'll not rest until you are free from all the pains of thinning hair, of mounting weight, and those ghastly stains.
What can I do? I'm desperate. My shirt is stained.
If the cure were on the highest mountain, would you climb it?
Yes, we would.
If the cure were across the wide, wide ocean, would you swim it?
Yes, we would.
I have good news, my friends. The cure, well, it is here. In this bottle of Dr. Thirin's snake elixir.
CJ, make a note for me to work on that last line.
Sure.
He'll grow a head of hair on a bowling ball. He'll melt the pounds off, and that's not all. He can wash out ink stains from your Sunday best. And just two drops will do it all at night while you rest.
Excuse me. Break it up. Break it up. Excuse me. Break it up. All right, everybody, break it up. You, Dr. Theron, you got them all eaten out of the palm of your hand. If you stand there and try to sell these little bottles for a small fortune, I will sure as shootin' throw you in your fancy wagon and run you out of town before you know which way is up.
Boo! Leave them alone, Hunt. I want one of those bottles.
You will do nothing of the sort, Officer Hunt. The quickest way for you to lose the next election is to lay one paw on Dr. Theron here.
Please, please, good people, please. Officer Hunt is only trying to protect you from charlatans and thieves, of which I am neither.
Well, of course you're not.
I've seen you big-talking fellers come breezing through town and ride off in the night with half the town's money. It's not gonna happen on my watch.
My friends, what a fine and noble defender you have in this mighty wolf. And to prove that I am not what you fear I am, I will now do what I decided to do when I was so warmly welcomed into this fine town. I will not sell a single bottle of my Dr. Theron's rattlesnake elixir. No, 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 dear friends, please listen. I will not sell a single bottle. I will give one to each and every family without cost, for free.
I want one now.
Officer Hunt, what crime can I commit when I'm merely giving it to my friends?
None that I can think of.
Please, if you'll just line up to the side of the wagon, my able assistant CJ will take care of each and every one of you.
I'm exhausted.
It was a good day's work, my boy. I'm wondering if you're going to ask the question.
What question?
The only question that a bright, young, up-and-coming captain of his own destiny would ask at a time like this. Ask it, Chancellor.
How are we... you going to make any money?
I knew you had it in you. Good, good, very good.
If you've given it all away, how...
Tomorrow. Enough for one day. Son, I would like you to think of yourself as my apprentice.
An apprentice? What is that?
Think of me as your guide, your teacher. You have abilities that I need. I have much to teach you, Chancellor. You have everything you need to become like me. Now, this is the part of the show where I fade away. I'll see you tomorrow at the next show at Sunday Services. Good day, partner.
CJ had a bit of trouble sleeping that night, but what with all those visions of riches dancing through his head, CJ thought things were all in a tussle now. Oh, that was nothing next to the way they took off after Sunday services.
Look, it's Dr. Theron. Dr. Theron! Dr. Theron. I want to tell you that your elixir is a wonder. I have not been able to get into this dress for over a year, and it happened overnight. I must have lost 5 pounds or more.
Listen to her. She's bigger than she's ever been, and that dress can't take the stress much longer.
Yo, Dr. Theron, I can feel hair right here. Look for yourself.
You were as bald as a billiard ball yesterday, and you're just as bald today.
Ooh, I can feel the blood coursing through, feeding those thirsty follicles.
If you say so, I think that's good. Is that good?
I ran out completely. I followed the directions and my bottle is empty. How much for another? If I'm going to keep this hair growing, I need more elixir.
We need more elixir! We need more elixir!
Dear people of...
Wildwood?
Of Wildwood. There would be no greater source of pleasure for me than to sell you more elixir. I charge only 3 cents per bottle, and that's just to cover my costs.
3 cents? Well, that's a steal.
Yes, it is. However, I am forlorn.
That's not good, is it? Being forlorn?
Chancellor, my boy, please look in the store boxes and tell me how many bottles we have left.
All I can find is this one bottle left.
Louder, my boy.
It looks like this is the last one.
Say it louder, Chancellor. Say it to them.
This, good people, is the only bottle left.
Alas, my dear friends of Woodland.
It's Wildwood! Wildwood! I need more elixir!
Of Wildwood! My heart is breaking, as are yours. But I will prevail. I will journey back into the scorching sands of the desert, capture 1,000 venomous rattlesnakes, and brew you more elixir. Yes! Though dangerous, to be sure, I will do it for you, good folks of Wildwood.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
How long will it take?
Yes, there is the question I feared would be posed. The journey, the hunt, the brewing, and the return trip will take no more than 6 or 7 months.
Months? I need more now.
I need more now.
I didn't even use mine, but I need more now.
Or to be the source of such distress is unbearable. I will leave before dawn, and neither tarry nor rest until I have returned with a wagon load of Dr. Theron's snake oil elixir. Good day, my friend! Good day!
There had never been such a commotion in Wildwood. Now, it was clear to anyone who would just stop and look around that nobody had lost any weight, grown any hair, or removed any stains. But one of the peculiar things about folks is that sometimes they want something so bad that, well, their thinking gets all cluttered up.
I am still wondering how this all works.
Our work is now done, my boy. The town's want is at this very moment turning into need.
How far do you have to go? In the desert, I mean.
Chancellor, I have never, nor do I ever intend on going into the desert.
You told everyone that's where you got the elixir.
Quite dramatic, don't you think?
Dr. Theron!
It's the third act, Chancellor. Stay close and learn. You've come to the fork in the road of your life. Why, Mrs. Merriweather! Whatever can I do for you, my dear?
Dr. Theron, I have never been able to lose weight, and I need more elixir. How much would you sell me that last bottle for?
Oh, my dear Mrs. Merriweather, certainly you know that if I had the elixir to sell, I would sell it to you. But if I sell you the last bottle, would I not be showing special favoritism to you? Why, the rest of the town would be enraged.
Oh, I would never put you in that kind of difficult situation, Doctor. You can rest assured that no one will ever know that you sold me the last bottle. What will you take for it? $1? $5?
Sweet lady, it's not about the money. It's about the...
I've got $10 here. Will you take 10? It's all I've got, please.
How can I say no to you? Now, our agreement is no one can know.
Oh, thank you. You can count on me.
When I return, you'll have to come to me. I fear you'll be so thin that I won't recognize you. Good night. Good night, my dear. You see now, my boy, 3 cents per bottle doesn't even pay for the cough syrup to mix it with. $10 now. There's worth the time and the effort.
You mix cough syrup in with the snake oil?
I thought you would have got this all by now. I'll need you to get into the wagon and start filling up the bottles with half cough syrup and half water.
Water?
Yes, stream water is best. A little dirt in the bottom of the bottle is even better. We'll need a lot if I'm guessing correctly.
That wasn't your last bottle?
Oh, I can see the light is coming on now. I expect to sell the last bottle perhaps 100 times tonight.
But I looked, and there was just the one bottle left.
Yes, there was. But if you'll lift the floorboards in the back of the wagon, you'll find several cases of bottles. More than enough for tonight. Now head on back and get to filling those bottles. If all goes as I think it will, you will make $100 before bedtime. Just jump into the back of the wagon and start filling the bottles.
Psst! Dr. Theron.
Come on. Now get to it.
The whole time you were lying to the town.
Yes, yes. Now I've got a customer. Go. Use up all the bottles now. This is going to be a big afternoon.
To everyone, you lied to us all.
CJ jumped right out of the back of that wagon and hightailed it straight into town. He was mad. He was embarrassed. And he was scared.
Why would he do that?
CJ, you okay?
Papa Chuck, he lied. Dr. Theron is a crook.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching. He'd get every nickel out of this town if he could.
We gotta stop him.
We will. Officer Hunt is heading over there now. He's called and telegraphed every town for 100 miles about this crook. Dr. Theron is going to spend a good deal of time in jail. He's been cheating folks for years.
He told me I was going to be great, that I had gifts. He wanted me to be his apprentice. He said I needed to choose, to answer the call.
He was calling you to become a crook?
Yeah, I guess.
The only reason you didn't fall into his trap and end up cheating other folks yourself is that you listened to God whispering to you. You got out because you're not an apprentice of some crook. You acted like an apprentice of Jesus. They used to call them disciples.
I thought that was just the 12 guys in the Bible.
No. A disciple is anyone who chooses to follow Jesus. There's a lot of Christians, but not all of them are disciples. A disciple has chosen to become like Jesus, to do the things he did, to believe the things he believed.
You do that. You're a disciple.
Yes. I am. You can be, too.
A few minutes ago, I wanted to be just like a crook. I'll just mess up.
You will mess up, but you'll learn from your mistakes, and you'll grow. You'll read the Bible, and you'll grow.
Hey there!
Dr. Theron's wagon came rambling around the bend, but this time it was being driven by Officer Hunt. And right beside him sat Dr. Theron, handcuffed to the armrest.
The great Dr. Theron is just a common crook on his way to jail. What a waste.
Papa Chuck, I want to be like you, a disciple of Jesus. Feels weird saying that.
There's folks who live their whole lives and never make a decision like that. I'm proud of you, son. Let's get you home. Your folks will want to hear about this.
I'm a master of deception. I'm an expert in half-truths. Misdirection, I'm perfection. Yes, believe me, 'cause it's true. And I'd think to be a man like me would be your heart's desire.
But it sounds as though you're saying I should want to be a liar.
No, that's not it at all. I'm merely saying one should try to take all that you can get in life and forget the hows and whys.
So what you're saying is that I should want to cheat?
No, persuade. If you learn a little hokum, then you're gonna have it made. It's just a different point of view. But hey, it's up to you. What kind of boy do you want to be? That's the question, that's the key. One who's always fair and square, or one who's skilled in trickery. You either follow all the rules, schmools, or have it all for free. The question here is just what kind of boy you want to be. I can tell you're a tough sell. I'm gonna have to use the good stuff. Let me put it another way for you. Boy, don't Don't you want to be important? Don't you want to be thought great?
Sure.
Don't you want to hear the crowd applaud when you pontificate?
I think so.
If that prospect sounds exciting, you're in luck, lad, can't you see? Because I could turn a boy like you into a man like me.
What kind of boy do I want to be?
That's the question, that's the key.
Straight and narrow.
Or slightly bent, with every treasure A to Z. You'll be wealthy, you'll be lonely.
Huh?
Oh, that's nothing, don't mind me. It's you who must decide what kind of boy you want to be.
I'd like to be the kind who never has a thing to hide. The sort of boy whose words and actions always coincide.
But everyone will love you if you convince them you're a star.
But it's better when they like you for who you really are. I gotta be honest. A life of tricks and double dealing? I don't think that sounds appealing. In fact, the more I think about it, the more I get a funny feeling.
Oh, we can fix that. That's your conscience. I lost mine years ago.
Well, actually, it's what helped me choose, and now I'm sure I know. What kind of boy I want to be, the kind that God expects of me. I want to be a boy who's trusted, cause he's got integrity. Someone honest, fair and kind, at every opportunity. So I know you're quite a talker, and this may come as a shocker, but this boy wants to become the man that God wants him to be. The kind of boy I want to be.
Oh, you're good. Wait, you're not bluffing? Oh, you surely must be bluffing. Oh, this is really unbelievable. You got such sincerity.
I want to be a boy of character.
Well, I've been called a character. I mean, I tell the truth, but I absolutely have to. Like now, you're stepping on my foot, boy. Get off my foot.
Snake Oil was written and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, What Kind of Boy, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hausman, and our sound designer was Eric Basin.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.